Hey guys, it's your girl Ty with the Normal Black Girl Podcast, and we're back for another one. I know I'm late, but I got a couple of episodes recorded in the chamber for you guys, so I'm going to release two tomorrow, one tonight, and some I got pre-recorded, so they'll be releasing on time. But I'm back with another hoax tale, so let's get into it. I know you guys heard the last two hoax tales. From what I remember, one was about being with a married guy. The other one, I can't remember. But you guys have been asking for them, so I'm back, so why not? All right, so let's get into it. Give me one moment, let me pull this up. And in the meantime, while I'm pulling it up, you guys are going to hear me in the background, like I'm cooking, I'm doing laundry, I'm catching up on house chores since I'm on vacation this week from work. And I start my new position on Monday, which I cannot wait, which is going to give me like every weekend off. So there's really going to be no excuse not being able to release every episode on Sundays now. All right, so here we go. Hey, MBG. I really need your help with this one, and I hope you can relate from what I've seen in previous episodes. You sort of had a situation like mine. First of all, why didn't no one tell me that no matter the age, men ain't shit? Girl, say that one. So I've been dating this older guy. He's 45, has no kids. However, it just seems like we just don't connect. It's like he doesn't communicate well, or anytime that I try to call him, it's like I'm bothering him. I just don't understand what's going on. I thought older men came with more maturity, but I'm seeing that it doesn't. We argue about little stupid shit, and I just don't understand what the hell is going on. Like, I really like this guy, but I don't have time for the immaturity. If you please give me some advice, I'll greatly appreciate it. Your fan from day one. I'm just gonna say Jay. I don't wanna give out people's names, so I'm just gonna call her Jay. Woo! Alright. It wasn't really too much to unpack with that one. You are right. I've honestly, last year and somewhat this year, but mostly last year, was my first time dating guys like older than me, like 5 to 10 years plus older than me. See, I'm 29. And so back then I was 28. So they were like 33, 35. And the oldest was probably like 37 that I talked to last year. And that was the guy. That wasn't the guy in South Carolina. The one in South Carolina was like 30. How old was he? 30, I want to say like 33, 34, something like that, maybe 35. But the oldest one I know I dated was like 36, 37. However, both of them, their communication fucking sucked, okay? I don't know, like, honestly, I'm not going to say all older men ain't shit. But as a whole, like, men ain't shit. So, I really can't. It got to the point where it was like, I don't even give a fuck if they were older. Because my mentality was the same at first. Like, oh, you know, the older the guy, the more mature they're going to be. And then you realize, like, men really don't mature like women. You would think at a certain age they would, but they don't. But I can say, and I'm glad, like, you didn't say he was childish. Because it's a lot of older men who still act childish, who still want to be seen and act a certain way and, you know, be all up in the clubs and shit. Which is fine. You do what you do. But at a certain age, you just feel like you need to sit your ass down. Just sit your ass down. Honestly, communication is a deal breaker for me. Off bat. No matter age, because if we can't communicate, like, what the fuck are we doing? How else are we gonna talk if we can't even communicate? So really, I understand I had one. Okay, let's get into story time. I didn't move forward. I'm in a whole different, like, I'm in a whole relationship now, so I could talk about it. So the guy, well, the two men that I talked to prior to this relationship were both older men. And surprisingly, my boyfriend now is younger than me. He's like 3 years younger than me, but he's the most mature man that I've ever dated. And it's not even financial. I would say he does take care of me financially, not gonna lie. Like, I don't ask for a lot anyway, so anything he does is really out of the kindness of his heart. And I really appreciate that because it's very refreshing. But I'm not, like, them guys, they weren't broke. Like, they did, like, what they were supposed to do as men. I can say I've had good choices. The only time, like, prior that I wasn't making good choices where I was the one taking care of pretty much everything was, like, whew. Well, you're gonna keep it real. Because it's embarrassing what it is, but I'm not gonna talk down on anybody. It was, like, my last serious relationship and prior to that. My last serious relationship where I was engaged. During that relationship and a little, like, the first time I started dating or thought I was ready to date again after, like, a month and a half, 2 months of us being broken up. And then I realized I was attracting the same men that I was trying to get away from. So I wasn't all the way healed. So I just stopped dating and then took a pause. And then probably, like, 2 or 3 months later, I dipped my toe back in a dating pool, and that's when I dated the two older guys. And then towards the end of the year, I started dating who I'm with now. And we actually got into a relationship. However, the first guy, I told you guys about the first guy. The first guy, he was nice. He was older, probably like 36, 37, maybe at most 38. This was the guy that had two kids, but he claimed to have five. Three of them wasn't his. They were from a previous relationship where he helped raise them, but he still claimed them as his and took care of them. And then he had two biologically. It was so weird because I don't even know how, like, I wouldn't call him a manipulator. But he was a gaslighter. Let me put it like that. He was a gaslighter. He was like, oh, I like you, but I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Or, oh, I like you, and I think we should work towards a relationship, but I'm not ready to be in a relationship. And I was like, but that don't make sense. Or, oh my God, y'all, I was so fucking dumb, but fuck it. Because he's like, you know how you really like somebody, but so you don't look at the little shit. Delusion. Me and my boyfriend was talking about this on the phone just not too long ago. We were like, delusion. Sometimes you like somebody so much, you are in some type of delusion, or you become delusional or blind to certain shit that they do. So this whole time, like, we were just Facebook messaging. I never had his number. I think I had gave him my number when we very first started talking. Like, he, you know, I shot my shot. He shot his shot back. And so I gave him my number and told him to hit me up. And he was like, oh, you know. And then, well, it never dawned on me, like, he never really texted me because he kept inboxing me. So when I really said something about it, it was like a month or two. Like, it was like a month. I'm not gonna say two. It was a month before I really, like, all right, we had went on a date. We had hung out at least like 2 or 3 times. So I'm like, hey, I really noticed, like, you don't ever text me. Like, he would call me on Facebook Messenger. We would video chat on Facebook Messenger. We would text all day on Facebook Messenger. And I was like, hey, why don't you ever, like, text? You know, it's sort of weird that I don't have your number. He's like, oh, well, I don't really
text on my phone like that. I'm really a bad texter. I'm not really. He's like, I don't see what the difference is. This man really said, I don't see what the difference is to me texting you on my phone when I'm still texting you on my phone, but through Facebook Messenger. And for real, y'all, I really couldn't argue because it made sense, but I was like, but it's more personal. And all I can say is like, it's more personal because, you know, you got somebody's number, like, it's more personal. I'm like, it's more personal if you say you like, we like each other and we're going out on dates and we're talking and you whatever. Why, you know, what's the problem with me having, like, I'm not the type of person that's gonna call your phone all the time, like, unless I really like you. Like, the only time, like, I'm into talking to people, I would say, honestly, now, this relationship now that I'm in, it's the only time where I would, like, call my man throughout the day. And every time he picks up, like, he picks up no matter if he's at work, like, walking the route, delivering, like, it don't matter what he's doing, he picks up the phone, like, babe, you know, that little shit, like, I just wanted to hear your voice. And I'd be like, babe, if I'm calling you too much, you can just, you know, I'll chill out. He's like, no, don't chill out on calling me. I want to hear your voice just as much as you hear my, and y'all, it should do something to my spirit. But no, okay, back to this story time. So yeah, so boom. So he's like, I don't see what the difference is. Like, I'm texting you on Facebook, on my phone. We texting all day long versus me texting you on my regular phone. And I'm like, well, you know, it's more personal. Like, he's like, well, you know, I'm still taking the same amount of time that I would to text you on Facebook Messenger on my phone. So it just became this whole, like, ordeal. And I'm just like, you know what? Okay, cool. Whatever. Because at that moment in time, I was still talking to other people, but he was my main person. And I'm pretty sure he was probably still talking to other people, but I don't know if I was his main person, which probably not now looking back at it. I wasn't his main person because why don't I have your number? Like, why don't you call me? Like, you can call me on Facebook Messenger, but why can't you call me on your phone? That's neither here nor there. But it was just the fact of, like, now it took me a while to realize he was gaslighting me. Like, for real, gaslighting me. So I think it's like month two, like almost month two, or if not a little bit over 2 months, I was just like, all right, so what's going on? Do you like got somebody at home? Like, I still don't, we've been talking for 2 months and I still don't have your number. Like, what is going on? If you got somebody, that's cool. Like, I ain't, you know, I can go on about my business because, you know, I ain't tell him. Like, he the only one at that time I was like dealing with as far as like sexual whatever, you know, got to keep everything in one space. But I'm still talking to other guys, like, you know, it's other guys that want to take me on a date, so I'm going on dates. But, you know, other guys that want to get to know me, but however, I'm putting them on pause. I'm giving them the runaround so I can focus on you. He ain't have to know that. You know, girls, we don't have to tell men everything. Sometimes we tell men too fucking much. We give them too much power. So we need to stop doing that as women. Stop letting him know, like, oh, you're the only one I'm talking to. I'm putting all these other guys to the side. Motherfucker, he don't need to know that you've been on dates. If y'all not together, y'all not together. We need to stop falling in relationships so fucking easily. Like, we be in our mind, we are, this is our man, this is our man. Mother, he do not think the same about you, I swear to God. Because I don't care what nobody says. If somebody wants you, they will get you. No matter what. They not going to keep telling you, oh, I want you, I want you. They will make that shit happen. I don't care. I don't care. They will make, and same vice versa. Ladies, we know if we really want to be with a man, we will drop any other motherfucker, any other man or men that may be interested in us for that one person if they show us they really want to be with us. And that's the same thing for men. Like, I have plenty of male friends, even my man now, like, he would straight up tell me, like, we as men, we know when we want a woman, and we want that woman, we will go get her. we're not going to keep running around. We're not going to keep living up. Like, no, we're not going to keep playing mind games. If that man wants you, and fellas, if that lady wants you, they will come get you. I promise you. But anyways, So about month two, a little bit after month two, I just pretty much like told him, like, look, okay, so I just feel like you pretty much are hiding whatever. Like, I don't have your number. We've been talking a little bit over 2 months, if not 2 months. And like, we've been hanging out. We've been like having sex. What is going on? Like, I haven't been to his house. I didn't go to his house. I knew he had lived in Greensboro, but I never been to his house. Like, we never went on dates in Greensboro. Anytime we went on dates, it was in Charlotte, where I'm at, or in Lynchburg, which is where, like, it was a phase. Oh my God, y'all. It was a phase where the only men I was attracting was truck drivers. Men in their 30s, mid 30s, and they were truck drivers. And when I tell you, yes, like, we went on some dates, some good dates, and everything was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about a motherfucking thing. Honestly, this past year, now looking at it, I've done really good with like letting men be men. It was hard. It's hard because for the longest time, like, my last serious relationships, like, or even when I was like just talking to people, I always like had to make sure like I had extra money in my pocket, because motherfuckers was just like, I was dating people for their looks and not what they could do for me, versus both at the same time, until I found the man of my dreams now. You know, don't tell him I told y'all. No, he probably listened to this later, but no, this, like, I'll start bragging about my man later. I'll say that for another episode. But anyways, yeah. So it wasn't like he was a bum or nothing, or like I was dating these bums, because I wasn't. I was actually proud of myself, because I was like, damn, girl, you done did a whole 180. We can get used to this shit. And I did. I did. But like, yeah, now looking back, we never went on a date in Greensboro. The only time he invited me on a date in Greensboro, he had this showcase, and he invited me last minute, and he was like, and I was way done with him. I think I had broke things off with him probably like maybe like two maybe three times, where I was just like, you know what, you're not acting right, I'm gonna just keep going. Then he'll come back in the picture like, oh, I miss you, blah blah blah, let me make it up to you. Hear my dumb ass, okay, boom boom boom. All right, another couple weeks go by, same shit, no number, still texting on Facebook Messenger, what the hell is going on, blah blah blah. All right, not doing this again, boom. Then he come back second time, oh, I'm gonna make things right, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, clah clah clah, clah clah clah. If I'm just asking you for the simple things, it's not even about the gifts or the dates or whatever. It's the fact of, like, I literally asked you just for your number and for you to call, you know, just call, talk on the phone sometimes. Not, we ain't gotta talk all day every day. I like that, but not really. Like, It just depends on the individual. Like I said, with my man now, I can do that with him because he makes me feel so, like, loved, and he calms me and all that good stuff. But yeah, this last time he invited me to the showcase, or what, I think it was a showcase. And it was last minute. It was literally like maybe 2 or 3 days before the showcase, and he's like, hey, you know, I just wanted to know, like, if you wouldn't mind being my date to the showcase. He's like, and I was like, well, you know, this sort of last minute, I'll let you know something by, it had to be 2 days before, because the day before is when I was like, oh, this motherfucker got me fucked up. I'm not doing, not, no. Okay, so 2 days before, the showcase was on a Wednesday. That Monday, that's when he invited me. And I was like, well, I'll let you know this sort of last minute. If you can give me till tomorrow to give you an answer, I'll let you know for sure. And he was like, okay, no. Yeah, because I had to make sure I could get off work. So I text him. Okay, I text him that Tuesday. I let him know, hey, you know, I'm still trying to get shit situated for work. I'll let you know. So Wednesday comes. And Wednesday, I talked to my supervisor. And it was that night. It was like at 8 o'clock that night on Wednesday. And I'm like, hey, you know, is there a way I can get off early? You know, around like, I was like 5 o'clock-ish, you know, so I can do, I had something I had to do. And they were like, yeah, whatever. So I text him that morning and was like, okay, hey, I'll be able to make it tonight. Is it still okay if, you know, if I come, or is the invitation still open? He was like, oh, they just told me last night that, you know, there was no more, they didn't want, something about they didn't want any more plus ones, or something about guests need to be registered by the end of last night. And I was like, well, when I told you yesterday, like, to give me a little bit more time, why didn't you say that? He's like, oh, well, I had emailed them and they just got back to me this morning and told me that, and by that time it was too late. And I said, well, why didn't you text me this morning or message me this morning and let me know? He's like, oh, well, it just didn't cross my mind. I'm at work. And I'm like, I'm at work too. What do you mean? Like, it's literally the day of. And I could have, you know, not been so pressed to try to get off early. And now I'm getting off early. Thankfully, I'm getting off early, but I'm not going to be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. And after that, like, I blocked them. I didn't have shit else to say. I was just like, look, I said, please don't inbox me no more. Because every time you inbox me, you end up disappointing me. And I think after that, he unfriended me on Facebook and I ended up blocking him, which I didn't give a fuck. Because I was just like, okay, cool. I ain't got to worry about that shit no more. The second older guy, this was the one from South Carolina I was telling y'all about that I had the pregnancy scare about. And this was like prior to my current relationship. He already know about this story, or pretty much know about the guy and about that as well. So this guy, it was like, we text all day. I actually had his number, but it was like, he would never pick up the phone. Like, you know how some, if you really like somebody, you would at least talk to them at least once or twice a day on the phone. Like, you want to hear their voice or something. Like, anytime I would call, like, he wouldn't pick up. But then he'll text me, like, it wouldn't be a what's up text. It'll be just like a going on about our conversation. Like, he wouldn't even acknowledge that I called him. And I'll be like, damn, like, did you not, like, see my call? Like, did you not? He's like, oh, I'm just not being into talking on the phone or whatever. I'm like, but you text me all fucking day. What do you mean you're not big on talking on the phone? You literally text me all fucking day. Now, that nigga, he cool. Like, we ain't got no beef, but he was definitely a manipulator. He was one of those, like, he liked the chase. But once he got you, he wasn't, like, he tried, like, he wasn't interested no more. And I hate that type. Like, anytime I didn't pay him any mind, like, oh, well, this is not going to work. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, that's when he would try his hardest. But then I'd be like, oh, I think I want to be with you. I feel like we should figure this out. He's like, oh, no, nah, I'm not really trying to be in a relationship right now. I ain't really trying to rush. Like, I feel like we should still get to know each other. And we did that. We did that back and forth for, like, whew, maybe, like, four months. About four and a half months. Yeah. about four and a half months. We did that back and forth. And I realized, like, he reminded me of my ex-fiance. And, like, I tell people now, don't ever fall in love. You never want to fall in love. You want to grow in love. And that's what I'm doing with my current guy now. Like, my current man, my spouse. I'm growing in love with him every day. Like, we grow more and more in love with each other. Because we learn something different about each other. We take time to understand each other. We take time to appreciate each other. But I wouldn't say fall. When you fall in love, like, you end up getting hurt. And that's what happens. Like, when you fall in life, if you fall off a bike, you're going to get hurt, right? So when you fall in love, you end up with these scrapes and these scars. You're never supposed to fall in love. You're supposed to grow in love. And I think for him, like, I'm not going to say we. It was me. I was falling so quickly for him. And I even told him, like, I had thought I had fell in love with him. Like, I was like, y'all, I was tripping. Like, I was tripping. Because he was saying all the right things. But he was saying all the right things to keep me around. So, because it's like, anytime I would just not pay attention to him, he'll come back, oh, I know you're mad at me, but I still, you know, I miss you, and blah, blah, blah. Here I come. You know what I'm saying? Here I come back. Like, and it took me a while to realize, like, bro, he's just like your ex. Like, he was, anybody that's like, that shows no emotion, like, that's calm, I would say my spouse now, he is calm. However, he's not afraid to show his emotions. He's not afraid to speak about something that's bothering him in a calm manner. This man, like, nothing fazed him. Nothing fazed him. He was just too, like, I don't want nobody that's, like, extra mad. But, like, if something, like, you gotta talk about something. Like, if something is bothering you, then speak up. You ain't gotta be, like, we ain't gotta argue and nothing like that. Because I don't argue. I don't like arguing. But, yeah, like, show some type of emotion. He was just very neutral. And that shit, like, that's some very, like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? It always had my mind wondering how he really felt about shit. But yeah, girl, it don't matter the age. Sometimes men just ain't shit. So I say, don't just, oh, if I get a mature man, like, if I get a man that's older, he's gonna be mature. No, that's like, I thought the same thing, and that narrative is so fucking false. It's so false. You don't need to look at the age. You do. Let me rearrange that. You don't need to focus so much on finding, like, oh, an older man would be more mature. I would say date in your range. I don't date any younger than maybe 3 years younger than me. And I don't date any older than maybe, like, at most 8 years older than me. Just in that range. And I don't look at the age. I do. As that's not a criteria as far as, you know, what's going to make a good spouse. That's just me narrowing down what will work best for me. But after that, I'll focus on the characteristics. Like, what characteristics do you have that is going to bond well with my characteristics? Are you a good communicator? Do you provide reassurance? Like, you don't need to boost my head up, but just like we say, like, simple phone calls saying, hey babe, I had you on my mind, or going out your way to buy me my favorite candy. Just little stuff. Like my spouse now, you guys know, he helped me with my last episode of my podcast. If it wasn't for him, that shit was not gonna get recorded. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it was not gonna get recorded, because in that moment in time, like, the post office had me working so freaking much, I did not have the energy at all to record anymore. So he pushed that out of me. Like, just doing stuff like that. Hell, when even on my end of things, I'll go get his favorite drink. His favorite drink is a Mountain Dew. Or we'll sit and watch the game together, or even just giving him time to be in his own element. Like, when he's at home and he's on a game, I know Wednesdays is Call of Duty night for him. on Wednesdays, I try not to distract him as much on the phone. So I'll let him have, you know, I'll be like, hey, babe, you know, when you're done with your game and stuff, after you get your time in with your game, whatever, you know, just call me and, you know, wish me good night. Y'all, we've been talking for like, we were officially together February 12th, February 13th. No, February 12th, February 10th. We started talking in November. Towards the end of November. Yeah. So every night, pretty much, we done fell asleep on the phone together. And that's just something we do. Like, for me, I can go to sleep without being on the phone with them, but I will wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep. So I will have to call him. Cause it's just like, it's like my, and I told him I'm gonna have to get a teddy bear, and like get a shirt and spray his cologne, or get one of his shirts and put on a teddy bear so I can sleep with it at night. So I don't be, he's like, babe, why you gotta do that? Cause I'll be like, babe, like, you're not gonna be wanting to sleep on the phone with me all the time. And he was like, babe, I will do that until we move in together. Like, I'm gonna get you the teddy bear and I'm gonna still fall asleep on the phone with you. Like, stuff like that, guys. So, girl, if that man act like he can't communicate with you, it's so much of a problem. Trust me, it's because it is. He don't want to. And that should be a problem for you, because if that is a deal breaker, you need to go ahead and call it for what it is. Like, sometimes the men that we want is not the men that we need. You need a man that you want and need. A man that doesn't find a problem with doing the simple things as such as communicating with you, or wanting to hear your voice, or making you feel wanted. At, like, making me feel wanted. Like, you don't mind my presence. And again, it's not that you want to talk on the phone all day, every day. It's just those little phone calls every once in a while. Like, hey, babe, I wanted to hear your voice to see how you were doing. You know, yeah, we text, but I want to hear your voice tell me about your day. Oh, I was just checking to see if you were having a good day, or I was just checking up on you, just making sure you're okay. If you need anything, call me if you need anything. Little mementos like that goes appreciated. But yeah, girl, the only advice I got for you is let that man go. He don't want you. And it's hard for us. It was hard for me to put that into realization for those last two older men, mature men that I was talking to, because both of them I really did, but both of them really reminded me of my ex, or the past dudes that I would attract or would find myself involved with. And I was just like, yeah, it's not even about the age, it's just about the men that I attract, and I need to figure out what the hell really attracts to. And I think it's the nonchalantness is what got me. It's like, oh, you know, not knowing what they think, and I will try to crack the code. My thing was like trying to crack the code, trying to crack the puzzle. And it's like, girl, bye. No, we don't need to be doing that. We too old. We need somebody that's willing to be open with us without having to tug teeth. It shouldn't be a battle to get to know somebody. It should not. But yes, that's all I got for you. I mean, you guys keep sending in. I got a couple more hoax tales that I'm going to spread out as well. I think I got like 5 more submissions since I've been doing them. I'm trying to get back to where people are regularly submitting in for advice. And baby girl, you are enough. Don't let no man make you feel like you are not. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are enough. And you are full of abundance. Fuck these niggas, girl. Get you somebody that really care for you. All right, guys, it's your girl Ty, and thank you for tuning in for another episode of Normal Black Girl Podcast. I'll catch you guys at the next one.